Hey, today's daf is Shabbos daf Yudalit, and today we're going to talk about the topic of Yadayim Askanios Heim and the Takana of Netilas Yadayim for Seuda a little bit. The Gemara here, as we know, is going through the 18 Gzeros, Yudches Dvarim, that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel discussed, and Beis Shammai was Ravu, and they were the majority, and they were able to get the Halacha Nikva according to their shita. So one of the items on the list is Yadayim. We know there's a whole Masechta called Yadayim in terms of Yadayim becoming Tameis. The Gemara says they will go there on Yadayim because that all hands, if they are unwashed, are considered Shneos. Mipnei Shehayadayim Askaniosim. Shneos are literally busy and involved. What exactly does that mean, Askanios? So Rashi has two deos. Rashi first quotes, Vinogin Bibsaro, Askanios, they're involved and busy, and they touch their body, Ubemakam Tinofes, and they touch a sweaty and unkept clean and not clean part of the body, V'ginayla Truma Bekach. And if we touch Truma, after we touch a sweaty part of the body, then it's inappropriate for the Truma. V'nimas la'ochlin kishenogea bo biyadayim misoavos. And when the food is touched with dirty hands, literally dirty, so then it is not appropriate, not covered for the truma. It is part of the mitzvah of shmira of truma, of guarding truma, that it stays in an edible state. You have a mitzvah to eat it, it's sort of destroy truma. So that's why the Yadayim Askanios is outrageous. We're worried that you touched a dirty part of your body, a sweaty part of your body, then you touch the food, and that would be a problem. But then Rashi quotes his Rebbeim, Rabboseinu Mefarshim, Chayshinan Shema Nagu Yada Betuma. Not worried about physical dirt, but you might say spiritual dirt, tuma. It might have touched tuma, and that's why one's hands always has to be washed before one touches truma. Rabboseinu Mefarshim, Chayshinan Shema Nagu Yada Betuma. Vakashali, Rashi does not like that pshat. Tim Kain, Necha Shema Naga Ba'avatuma. If you worry that Tuma was touched, so why aren't we worried that the hands touch an Avatuma? And if the hands touch an Avatuma, Vinimsa Rishon, and then the hands are a Rishon, Vietamena, and the hands will be Mitame the water, Vietamena. And, you know, touching an Avatuma is not so simple just to wash your hands. Va'od, and also Maisha Yadayim Luchudayu, and if you're worried about Tuma, so why are you only worried that the hands touch Tuma? B'chol Gufo Nigzar lifts all Truma. Maybe your whole body became tamei. Right, if the whole body became tamei, so then you should need tefillah. So if Rashi is of the opinion, the first opinion, Yadayim Askaniosim, is a worry about makam tinofes and ma'us, and not a question of tuma. But there are other rishonim that hold like the Rabboseinu and Rashi. Rabbeinu Chananel, right here, Yud Gimel Mabez on the bottom, Yadayim Ebnei Shein Askaniosim, Chayshinan Tumanagu Betuma. Hilchah Kazir Buhu Tuma, maybe you heard about Tuma, and it's not only Rabbeinu Chananel, it is the Rambam. The Rambam in Zavim, also in Parakei, towards the end of Zavim, the Rambam also says that the issue is one of Tuma. I'll just read it, the last Mishnah in Tfil Yom, where this is quoted, Kol mi shenaga yibiyadav betruma pasla, v'yavav bishalo yaduwa shen nitmu yadav. There it is, even though you don't know any tum on the hands. Achito yadav lein shem shuma v'yishma hosan. V'tama davar, mebdei sheyadayim askanios, v'shem nitmu yadav, v'eino yaduwa. He doesn't realize that his hands were tamei. So the Rambam and Rabbeinu Chananel hold like the Rabboseinu of Rashi. So how do you answer Rashi's kashas? And these are Rashi's questions. Rashi said, if you're worried about Tumah, so maybe they touched an Avatumah. So how do you answer that? So, two ideas. Number one, Rabbeinu David Imsachim, on Daf Yutes says, quotes this idea, and there it also talks about Yadayim Askanios and Tumas Yadayim, says the Rabbeinu David, Sheretam Shagazru Tumah V'Yadayim U'B'Nei Shaskanios, Vadai She'enon Askanios Liga Ba'Avatumah. Sheino Matsui Lahem. How many Avos Atumas are lying around? That if there is an Avatuma lying around, they would see it, they would notice it. Ella, a dead sheretz, whatever it is. Ella Askanios Hein Li Gaba Rishon, the Timu Osan. It's much more common to touch Rishons without realizing it than to touch Avos. Kol Shigen Kshiga Barishon Bavadai. So therefore, says Rabbeinu David, it's just a practical reason. We're not worried, not so worried about that because there aren't so many Avos Atumas lying around. If you look in the Ritva right here, the Ritva quotes this Adea and also defends it and says, look, the whole thing is a Chumrah. The whole thing is because of a Chashash. So we don't have to go that far. Balav kushya da hacha chomer hushech miru diyesh lachush kedei sheyeh mishamram yafeh. We want to make sure that people treat chuma properly and make sure their hands are tor beforehand. But the whole thing is a chumra. We don't know if any chuma was touched according to this daya. V'lo ratzel achmir lachush yoser. We don't want to be so machmir. V'gam hispik lahem b'taras detila. And we said detila is enough and not Tevila, she'im lo kein yafsidu kol tara sheba olam. Because what's going to happen? It's a chumra da asli de kula. You're going to say you need tevila and you have to be worried about avos atumas. But let's say people don't know and they touch the truma without washing their hands. And we're like, oh, there's a chash. Maybe they touch an avatuma. See how much truma we're going to be throwing out? You know how much we're going to have to kachim? So therefore, says the Ritva, it would be a chumra. Every chumra has to be balanced with what this could lead to. And here, the risk factor, the downside, is that people might be ma'abed truma because of the chash of what happened, even though really nothing happened. So therefore, the Ritva says that's the reason we're not so machmir. And then he quotes, after quoting that daya, he quotes Rashi, the other daya, askanios liga begufshu mizuham etzel truma. Either way, there is a nafkamina, interesting, between these different reasons, and that's a machlokes, the Shulchan Aruch and the other achronim. The Shulchan Aruch quotes an unknown halacha that we don't really, many don't realize, in kuf samach dalet. Well, many say that we don't pass like the Shulchan Aruch. That's why maybe it's not as known. The Shulchan Aruch says in kuf samach dalet, hilchah netilas yadayim, what happens if somebody is eating a meal, and then they go out and they touch mekomos hamachusim? They touch somebody eating a meal, or they don't go out. They just scratch their hair, or touch their armpit, or another part of the body. One of the makomos of that are sweaty. Misha omid besuda v'nizkar shenaga bashuk v'yarech. If somebody is eating a meal and he realizes that he touched his thigh, umakomos hamachusim ba'adam, or some of the covered places. Or he scratches here, v'chein chol kayotzi bazeh tzarech lachzor v'litol yadav v'yivarech al netilas yadayim. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you have to wash again and netilas yadayim, because after all, one of the reasons, as is said here, one of the reasons that we wash before truma, and as we'll see for bread bezman hazeh, we'll just talk about B'Hashem that soon. One of the reasons is because yadayim askanios, like the first day of Rashi, and therefore here the same chiyuv kicks in again. You wash your hands before the meal because of that, but now after the meal, it happened again during the meal, so you have to wash again with a bracha. That's really a nafkamina, right? First, before you even see the, explicated the marshal. The Mishnah Berurah here quotes the marshal. Marshal cholek v'svir le'dein tzorech levarech machmas nigiyaso b'emsasu de'bezeya. No, you don't have to wash again. V'yafilu ba'aset tzrachov. Even if you go to the bathroom b'emsasu daso. Gam kein svir le'dein. So too the marshal says, eino tzorech levarech. No, the only time you have to make another bracha is elam kein halach v'hiflik b'emsasu daso. You had a tozel as a gadas, you took a trip. Took a trip somewhere, took a half an hour trip in the middle of the meal, that's maybe where you have to wash again. So, machlokes, Shulchan Aruch and the Marshal. So what's this machlokes about? So the Prima Gadim says, maybe according to the Rashi, the reason is, Yadayim Askanios means that you touched a place that is sweaty and dirty, then you have to wash your hands again with a bracha. That's the Shulchan Aruch. But if you say it's an issue of tuma, so then, it's not tameh, those parts of your bodies, then there will be no need, and therefore, you wouldn't have to wash again with the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah here quotes, and the Biur Halacha quotes, that the minhag is to be mekel, meaning not to make a new bracha. The minhag is like the marshal. The Biur Halacha says maybe it depends how big of a break, how big of an aset tzrachav it was. Maybe if it was a long bathroom stop, then maybe you would have to. L'chadchilo l'maisa, says the Biur Halacha. The nira diyish lino kachras achay adam. The baset tzrachav oshenaga betinaf mamish of his actual tina foshalach vehiflego you left tzrach lebarach shenis vimnaga beshok v'yareach v'ukomas amachusim. You just touch a covered part of the body oshechicha rosha ohishtin yachzer v'itol yada v'lo yavarach anatilas shadayim and don't make a bracha of anatilas shadayim again. And that is what the Piskei Tshuvos also says, that in rov cases we would not make a bracha, right? We don't make new brachas in this regard. Apikdoli adoros nagim lachshosh l'shidas marshal v'lo yavarach shuv anatilas shadayim ebsasuda afilu yatzal asos shrachav. Even if it goes out. And he quotes in the footnote, many achronim, that to say this, both Ashkenazic and Sephardi achronim, that any type of hefsik, really, because of these reasons, during the meal, one would not, you want to wash your hands again, you can wash your hands again, but one would not make a new bracha. Good. So this is all background, the Yadayim Askanios, based on the gzeira that was done in the days of the Gemara. Yadayim Askanios, and because in order to eat truma, they had to wash their hands. But the Gemara later on, at the end of the daf, Yudal and Mabez, all the way towards the end, the Gemara says, one second, Shlomo HaMelech made this takana. of Netilas Yadayim. Akadi Shlomo Gazar. Tov Rabbi Yudam Shmuel B'shar Shetikin Shlomo Erevin V'Netilas Yadayim. Yotzitza Basko V'Yarma. The Basko went out and said, B'diyim Chacham Libecha Yislach Libi V'Gam Ani V'Chulus Yisi Shlomo made the Gzera and the Takana of Netilas Yadayim. So the Gemara explains, Asa Shlomo Gazar L'Kachim. Shlomo said you have to wash your hands for eating karbanos. V'aso Inu V'Gazar Aflet Shuma. And then they, the Yudches Dvarim B'Shar B'Shar Hillel, made it even for Truma. And as we saw in the Gemara, maybe they did it at the beginning, Shammai and Hillel did it, and it didn't have teeth, and then Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel did it, and then people started holding of it. But that's Truma. So what about Bezman Azeh? So that's what the Achronim add, that the Chachme Hadoros, the days of the later Tanoim, they made it even for Chulin, and not just for Kachem, and not just for Truma. That's if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, it has a summary of this in the beginning of Simen Kuf Nun Ches, where that's where the Shulchan Aruch says, the beginning of Hilchot Netilas Yadayim L'Suda, Kishiyavo Lechol Pas, Shemavarchan Alav HaMotzi, when one comes to eat bread that you make HaMotzi on, meaning not just Pas HaBa B'Kisnin, so then, Yitol Yadav, Afilu Eini Yodei Alem Shum Tumah, even if you don't know that they're Tameh, V'yavarchan Netilas Yadayim, Aval lepas sheim avarchan lava motzi. If it's pasav abekisnin kagon lachmaniot dakot or pasav abekisnin, veino kovei asuda aleim, which then would make it into pas situation, ein atzorch or hamotzi situation, ein atzorch l'tilas yadayim. You don't need a tilas yadayim. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes the two reasons why one has to wash hands before eating bread. First one is relating to our sugya, and that is as an extension of what was kadshim and truma and even chulin bezman hazeh, mehiri bana beis hamikdash. Says the Mishnah Berurah, mibnei shruach truma, v'hainu. Why do we wash our hands before we eat bread bezman hazeh? Because of the going back to shruach truma. Hainu, kivan yadayim askanios, saying, since yadayim are askanios, right, that the, like we've learned, v'nogim b'chol davar, u'bizman shahia noeg tumah v'tara, v'hakonim achlo b'truma. And in the days of the mikdash, when we had tumah v'tara, and the kohanim ate truma, hayu tzrichin lito yadayim idivrei sofrim, there was a takana derabanan, as we learned, to wash one's hands, kodem achilas truma, kideish shalo yitam uhu binigiyasam, so that the truma does not become tamei, ukideish yiregilon kohanim bazeh, and that, so that the kohanim would be ragil, gazru gamkein al kolish Yisrael, for the good of the kohanim, meaning truma, so the later tanam where goes there on all Jews, ha'ochel pas, sha'asr lechal achiyidol yadav. You're not allowed to eat bread until you wash your hands. V'gam achshav, she'en ha'kohanim ochlin truma b'bnei atumah, and even today, where kohanim are not eating truma, lo batzla takana zu. This takana has not been nullified, k'dei she'yu regilim b'nei Yisrael, k'shibana beis ha'migdash merav yameinu lecho batara. Unbelievable. Forevermore, we wash our hands before we eat bread, because meheri yibana beis ha'migdash, we should be in good practice when we have a beis ha'migdash again for eating truma and for eating holy items, right? Only bread, because that's what the Mishnah Berurah says later on, because bread is the most common. Truma, lefi she'ein rov atruma elo mimine apas. Rov truma is from pas, and that's why it's dafka related to bread. But that's number one. That's the number one reason why we wash our hands before we eat bread. Va'od, the Mishnah Berurah just adds, tam letakanas etila bishim nikiyas v'kedusha. Before we eat bread, so then our hands should be clean, nikiyas and kedusha. V'samchu b'gemara, and he quotes the Gemara in Brachas, it's a merumas in the psukim v'hiskadishtem v'yisem kedosha. Right, that's alluded to there. And then the Sharatian says that also another pasuk in Chulin Daf Kufav. But those are the reasons that we wash rov truma. And again, we have to be very careful about the mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim L'Seuda. The Shulchan Aruch says later on in that same simen Kuf Nun Ches. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say this by so many halachas. Be very careful. Tzarech lizaher. Tzarech lizaher, right? The Shulchan Aruch says that by Shalashudis, by a couple of other halachas, but here the Shulchan Aruch says it. Tzarech lizaher benetilas yadayim. Be very careful about netilas yadayim and taking it seriously. Shekolam mezalzel benetilas yadayim chayev nidui. Anyone who's mezalzel benetilas yadayim should be excommunicated. Ubali de'anius. And will come to poverty. Where does that come from? That chayev benidui. Where does that come from? That's the Mishnah in Maseches Idios, but it's quoted here in Maseches Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas talks about how somebody's mezalzel benetilas yadayim. So it's one of the dvarim shetzrichim nidui. But again, that's one Gemara that reflects its severity. But there's another Gemara that reflects its severity. We'll start with the Rambam, and then we'll see the Gemara the Rambam is based on. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos says Perek Vav Halacha Yutes Aser Lahaachil Lamishenot Lonatal Yadav. You're not allowed to give bread to a person who did not do netilas yadayim, even though he is he. The ma'achil is not putting it into the person's mouth. The person is going to pick it up himself. But that's lifnei iver. The Rama quotes this in Arachayim, that you're not allowed to give. Just parenthetically, we've mentioned often that detail of the halacha might not apply bizman hazeh. Because in the days of old, like when the Rambam said it, when the Rama said it, it would be lifnei iver to give somebody bread without their washing. And by not giving them the bread, then hopefully that will motivate them to wash. But bizman hazeh, the Mincha Shlomo, Shlomo Zalman writes that not giving them bread will drive them further away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, bizman hazeh is lifnei iver, not to give them bread. And therefore, one is a chiyuv to give bread to anyone in order to be mefarsim in mekadesh shem shamayim, so people can think how nice Ovdei Hashem are, and that would bring them back. But either way, that's the halacha, technically, asr la'achal. V'asr, then the Rama continues. V'asr l'zalzal b'netilas yadayim. It's asr to be mezalzel in netilas yadayim. V'tzivui harbe, v'tzivui harbe, tzivu chacham netilas yadayim. Many tzivuyim chazal were mitzaveh, v'hizhiru al adavar. And they warned, afilu ein lo mayim alakadei lishtos, even if you only have enough water to drink. No tel yadav b'miksasan, use some of them for washing your hands. V'acharkach ochel, and then eat, v'shose miksasan. You can drink whatever you have left. Even if it's a dire situation, one has to make sure not to be mevatel, the mitzvah of netilas yadayim, the takana of the netilas yadayim. Where did this come from? The Nosi Kalim point out is the Gemara in Eirvin. Gemara in Eirvin on Daf Chaf Aleph Mabez, when Rabbi Akiva was in jail. The Gemara tells us, Tana Rabbanan, Maisa Rabbi Akiva shayachav v'beis asurim. Rabbi Akiva was in jail by Rabbi Yeshua Garsi Misharser. Rabbi Yeshua Garsi was serving him. B'chol yom v'yom ha'yemachnisin lomayim b'mida. Every day he brought him some water. Yom echad, matzu shomer beiso asur. And one day the guard of the jail saw Rabbi Yeshua bringing him water. Amarlo, hayom emecha merubin. You're bringing so much water. He didn't bring any more water than usual. But he wanted to get him up. So he says, you're bringing so much water. Shema lachtar beiso asur batatzarech. Maybe you're trying to make the ground soft so he'll be able to dig out and escape. I'm not letting you go in. Shafach chetzion. He poured half of the water out onto the floor. V'nazalo chetzion. Here, you can take half. Kishabait to Rabbi Akiva, and when Rabbi Yeshua Garsi came to Rabbi Akiva, Amar lo Yeshua, ena to yodeh shezakin ani, v'chayei tlua b'chayecha. What are you doing? Don't you know I'm old, and my life is totally on your life? So how can you not bring me water? Pen Yoyada asks, what do you mean? What, he really was choshishim? That he didn't bring him water? That he brought him less? No, so it must be that he knew that the guard always let him in with a certain amount. And therefore, if he didn't come this time with a certain amount, he doesn't think he's not choshish for the guard. So he thinks, maybe he did it by accident, maybe he tripped, and some of it fell out, and that's why he's upset that he wasn't more careful. Elachashav da'achash yichlis Rabbi Yeshua samayim lebeiso asurim lo nizhar b'hali chaso, says the Ben Yoyada. V'nitkal b'davar echad, v'nafal v'nishbach mayim v'nakli shebiyado. Lachach nisrayim, that's why he was complaining. And he answered, lo nechshalti, v'lo shafachti amayim miyadi. Rakatzarat sorer hosif risha bazeh. He took it away from me. Back to the Gemara. Sachlov kol osu ama'ora. See, Rabbi Yeshua Garsi told Rabbi Akiva what happened. Amar lo teili mayim sheto yadi. He says, okay, just give me the water. I want to do netilas yadayim. Amar lo, lishto sein magi. We don't have enough. You don't have enough water to drink. You have to do this mitzvah. Amarlo, Maya said, what should I do? Shechayev amalei misa. If I don't listen to the Rabbanon, as the Gemara says there, chayev misa. Mutav amus misas atzmi v'lo ever aldas chaveirai. I'd rather die misas atzmi, which ultimately wasn't misas atzmi really, but I won't violate the words of my chaverim that made the takana of netilas shadayim. Amru lo tam klum at shehevi lo mayim v'noto yadav. He didn't eat anything until he washed his hands. When the Chacham heard about this, they said, wow, ma bezeknuso kach, bialduso alachas kama v'kama. Right? Even for an old person, ma besasurim kach, shalom besasurim alachas kama v'kama, how careful we have to be. So from that Gemara, the Rambam says, one has to be extra special zahir for the mitzvah of netilas yadayim. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, one has to be very zahir. Just to note that we're talking about Netilas Yadayim L'Seuda in today's shir. This reason of Yadayim Askanios is also one of the three reasons we wash our hands in the morning. Again, not our topic, but just to mention, Yadayim Askanios is one of the three. Simin Dalo, the Shulchan Aruch says in Aruch Hayim, that we have to wash our hands in the morning. Three reasons, Rashba, Rush, and Zohar. One of the reasons we wash our hands in the morning, says the Rosh, Yadayim Askanios Hein. Same reason as we wash for Truma and for Lechem in the morning. Our hands touched different parts of our body while we were sleeping. V'yefshesh lo yigav abasar amatuta balayla. It's impossible that we didn't touch a sweaty part of our body during the night. And therefore Chazal said we have to wash our hands in the morning because we can't say Kriyashma, we can't say Tefillah with having Yadayim Metunafos. The Rashba, though, in the Tshuva says no, because in the morning we are like a Birya Chadasha, and we're like the Kohen about to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, just like a Kohen had to wash his hands and feet in the Kiyar, so too we have to wash our hands because we're about to do our Avoda during the day. And of course, the third reason is the reason we wash three times on each hand, and that is Ruach Ra, because there's some type of Ruach Ra that's at night, or sleeping, so that's why we have to wash our hands. And L'Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah says, Anu Tofsim Kishnat Amim L'Chumra L'Inyan Netila, we always wash, as long as one of the reasons apply, but we only make a bracha if all of the reasons apply. But again, that's Netila Shadayim for the morning, but we spoke a bit today about Netila Shadayim for Seudah.